I would say that first, I would say it was just like an amazing experience to see that the ban had passed, you know, that it was successful. That was really inspiring to see that was possible. And I remember I went to California to speak at this environmental conference. It's called, what is it called? The Geography of Hope. And the theme was women and the land. And they invited all of these writers to, it's like a community conference, it's not an academic conference. And they invited all these writers to speak on the topic of women's relationship to the land, and they tried to get like a broad spectrum of people from different backgrounds and ways of writing and activists. Like Rebecca Solnit was there, Robert Haas, Kathleen Dean Moore, Camille Dungy, Carolyn Finney, else? Susan Griffin. I mean, some really amazing people were there. And I remember on the opening night of the conference, Kathy Moore, Bob Haas, and I were on the panel. And we did everything as a panel discussion so that nobody would just sit there and read a paper. We wanted it to be really engaging. So they didn't give us any kind of like, they just gave us a set of questions that they were eventually going to ask us, and they put us on different panels across the conference. And then there was just a moderator, and then we would field these questions, and it was really effective. We all were telling stories, we weren't reading papers. And I remember one of the things that I said that night was, because we were speaking to the idea of hope, and I said something like, I'm really inspired by the fact that in my little town in Texas, we were able to pass a ban on fracking. And, you know, all of the 250 people who were there just erupted in applause and cheering about that. And I just felt so great being able to go to California from Texas, you know, from my home state, from my little town, and talk about this inspiring success.